You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I was in Newport Beach hosting the Lozman Banquet. You've heard of the Heisman Banquet. This was the Lozman Banquet. For the last player picked in the draft, and they raised a ton of money for charity and good for the people at Irrelevant Week. So I only saw the highlights of the game, but I did not see Jay Crowder getting a poke. We had that game on in the bar at the restaurant where this place was. Uh-huh. And it's weird because no one cared. Like, if it was a Laker game, I think everybody would have been gathered around the TVs. Right. But the Clipper game, it was just furniture.
Well, you wouldn't have been there if it were. It was a charity thing, though, right?
Yeah, but they've raised like over almost $50 million for charity over the years.
Isn't it funny how our Morales tried to like take a swipe at you, like, oh, maybe he was at one of those 1%ers.
And John was at a charity event.
Yeah, but that's Morales. He is what he is.
His job is to stir stuff up.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of people. Oh, do the Hall of Fame story.
All right, and then we'll get to the phones about this other thing. So, Jorge, you have that last sound that I sent you, right? All right, Lindsay, I want you to listen to this person's voice and tell me if you know what his name is. Hit it, Jorge.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
All right, turn it down.
I do know who it is, but I don't think it's fair to ask me because I worked at NFL Network /NFL Films.
Okay, so this is a guy named John Facenda, who is the voice of NFL Films and has been since the 70s. He used to be a news anchor in Philadelphia, not even a sports anchor, a news guy. And the Sables hired him to voice over all of their stuff. Mace, I always assumed this guy was already in the Hall of Fame.
You would have thought. I mean,
but he's going in as the Pete Rozelle winner. In this year's Hall of Fame class, and I thought, well, about time. I mean, NFL Films without John Facenda isn't really NFL Films, is it? The Sables are both in. They've been in forever.
Yeah.
Ed and Steve Sable are both in.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
so anyway,
you would have thought.
Long overdue. Good for John Facenda. He's going in.
Yeah. By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles and KCRD Pasadena?
So I'm very sure about that.
Yeah, close enough.
I think so. All right. So the question is, how long do you wait before you move in with somebody? I told the story. I said I moved in with Juan. I was trying to remember. So we met on January the 1st. I left for the Winter Olympics in Torino in 2006 in February. And Juan was already living in my house and taking care of my dog.
When you got back. Well, so really only 1 month.
Really only 1 month. Yeah. Brandon in Los Angeles, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Brandon. What do you think?
All right. So I have two things. I have a good MI and a-hole too, but I've been with my fiance for 9 years. We moved in after 3 months. We've been together, have two kids. It's been, I mean, I did that because look, she was the most beautiful woman I've ever met in my life. And I knew I would never find anyone better, so I'm like, I got to lock this in right now.
Wait a minute. So, Brandon, you've been with her for 9 years and you have two kids.
Yeah.
Is it is it her choice not to get married or yours?
Okay, we were going to get married, and then we had an oops and had a child, and then we knew we wanted two children, so we're like, we're going to wait until we have our second child, then get married. But then the pandemic happened, so we had to postpone our wedding till next year.
Well,
so, yeah, but I have a good one for Am I an A-hole dealing with the pandemic and my wife.
Okay, go.
So
what is it?
I make 175K a year. She's a hairstylist. She does not make nearly that much money, but she got 20K in all this pandemic money last year. She doesn't pay for a thing. Nothing, not rent, not our three cars, nothing.
Right.
Do you think I should ask for her to pay for some of the bills? I'm leaning towards no. Let her keep spending the money on shopping, but I just want to see what you guys think I should do with that.
Pool your money, dude. Why don't you just pool your money and have one bank account like regular couples?
Because we're not married yet. I didn't think we should until we're fully
But you've been
married,
together but, for I mean, nine, years. 9 years.
You're actually common law husband and wife at this point without even a ceremony. So, yeah,
right.
I would have her pick up the tab. And
Brandon, I'm with Mason. Just get a joint bank account and dump all the money into it, and then everybody can spend freely.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, Brandon.
I love you guys so much. Jorge and Lindsay, you guys are a great addition. I love Momo every time she comes in.
Hey, wait, Brandon. Thanks, just a woman's perspective. Don't do what they said. Just say.
Why not? Lindsay, why not?
That's what I'm saying.
Because if you've been together this long and things are a certain way, I feel like that's something where I don't know. I just feel like if things are a certain way where you're paying for everything and I think if things are this way for now and they've been that way for that long, wait till you're married before you have that conversation.
Yeah, she gets to spend all her money on shopping. She loves it. I have to spend all my money on the bills, but it's okay. I'm in love with her. What am I supposed to do?
There you
all
go.
Right. Hey, thanks for the call, Brandon. Appreciate it, man. Boy, it's interesting that Lindsay is you're the more cynical one about relationships.
Oh, yeah. I mean, aren't most younger people are pretty cynical. I feel like that's the world we live in these days, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like everyone's goal in life anymore is to like, oh, let's get married and have kids like it used to be, you know?
Hang on a second. Go to Josh. Josh in Santa Ana. Josh, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, fellas. I guess I got a story. My best friend started going out with one of my ex-girlfriends at the end of last year.
Yikes.
Like in November, and then they were already moved in by Christmas time.
Okay, so a couple of questions here. Is he still one of your best friends?
Yeah, I've known him since I was 10, and he came up to me and he asked me if it was all right, and I was like, yeah, dude.
Well, that was my second question. If he ran it by you that he wanted to date her.
Ooh, that's rough though. That's not that's you tough. Don't think that's
no.
awkward?
Okay, so there's a story about the band U2.
Okay.
And Edge, the lead guitarist, was dating this girl, and apparently Bono really liked her, and Edge broke up with her, and Bono said, hey, do you mind if I take her out? And now they've been married for 30 years. So, I mean, as long as you ask, I think it changes things.
Yeah, I guess it does. All right. Thanks very much for the phone call. So that was a one-month move-in. That was after 1 month, Josh's best friend moved in with his ex-girlfriend.
Although when Lisa and I started dating, she basically was all, we would spend every night together, probably 90% of them at my house, and then occasionally we would go to her house, but we were always together.
Yeah, but she kept the emergency return. In other words, she kept her place so that she could get there if she needed to.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably smart.
And I think I gave her a drawer.
She had a drawer at your house, yeah.
In the kitchen, a small one.
Let me get one more in here. Oh, this is good. Hey, Christian, you're on 710 ESPN. What are you doing, man?
What's up, guys? So I basically went on my first date on a Sunday, and then we moved in on a Wednesday.
Whoa!
What?
Well, hey, she was a corporate flight attendant, so she traveled a lot. I had kids and was on 50-50 custody. So every time we were with each other, we moved in together. So if you took out the kids situation, we 100% would have full-time moved in from the very beginning because we just knew. I was 42, she was 35, we just knew.
Yep.
And we still know. We're married now, she's pregnant. There's not a
Good
minute I don't
you.
Want to be with her.
That's fantastic, man. Yeah, see,
I thought you'd appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks,
I am
man.
Of the belief when you know, you know. That's what Christian did. He moved in after 3 days. When you
right,
know, you
but,
know.
Okay, if that was true, when you know, why is the divorce rate at 51%?
I don't know. Worked for me. When you know, worked for me.
Yeah.
Let me throw a different hypothetical. This isn't a hypothetical. Do I have time for that? Yeah. So this is a who should pay for it kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay, so it follows along this line. So my dad absolutely hated this guy named Stan Lavelle.
Okay.
Hated him. And here's why. So my dad was 74 years old. He still hated Stan Lavelle because back in when he was living in Ohio, they once went golfing, Dad and Stan Lavelle.
Yeah.
And Dad wanted a golf cart and Stan did not.
I'm with your dad, by the way, but go ahead.
Okay. So Stan ended up riding along with my dad while my dad paid for the golf cart.
It happens all the time.
Okay. So what is my dad right to despise Stan Lavelle, or because my dad wanted the golf cart and Stan Lavelle did not, was my dad's hatred unfounded?
Your dad's hate was unfounded. It happened to me today. I was playing with three other guys. Two of us had carts and two were walking. But after nine holes, the walkers were exhausted. So they each jumped into our... Worthy had the other cart. James Worthy had his own cart. I had my own cart. So then we each took one of the walkers. And those guys didn't have to pay for riding in carts. It was our idea to get the carts.
So in other words, you paid.
Yeah.
And the other guys just rode along.
And I was happy to.
So my dad was totally wrong in this.
Yeah.
Stan just rode along because my dad wanted a cart. My dad was so upset about this. This was like in the final year of his life, right? He's 73 years old. He's looking back. And you mentioned Stan Lavelle, and we used to trigger him all the time. Hey, how about that Stan Lavelle? And my dad would just rant about this. And I said, Dad, how much was this? And he said, the cart was $15. So over $7.50, my dad, 30 years later, was still pissed off at Stan Lavelle.
Yeah.
So that's common, huh?
Yeah, very.
I feel like that's with a lot of things where if somebody wants to upgrade to something or add something on and the other person does it, like I know I do it all the time. Like, oh, you don't want to get the fancier room, you know, well, then I'll just pay for it because I would prefer to have it, you know, like that type of thing. Like, because like for your dad, for example, if he didn't get the cart, they'd both be walking. You know?
True. They'd both be walking.
That's so, why your dad was his outrage was unfounded.
Yeah. Well, he took that to his grave. I will tell you that. If he sees Stan Lavelle up there somewhere,
they're going to go out. They're going to throw down.
There's going to be a throwdown with Stan up there. All right. Coming up next for you, John. It is the anniversary of a really famous movie that's when it came out, everybody hated it and it did no business and the critics hated it and it turned into a classic. Do you have any idea what it is?
No.
I'll tell you coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. And standing by right now at our L.A. Metro Traffic Center, she actually sent me a gift.
I know. You know what? Shosh, I got mine, too. I got my hole-in-one candle. Thank
Yay!
You.
I'm so happy.
It was very nice. It was very nice of you to do that.
And
it's very risky, sending candles.
My candle was different. Mine was cannabis-scented.
Oh, yeah. I got cannabis-scented oil.
I thought...
Where am I going to use this? Who's going to want a candle? And then Steve Mason will want a candle.
Even my
smell.
Candles get me high.
Woohoo! Cannabis. What is it? Cannabis flower. It actually.
Wait. By the
good.
Way, Shosh, yep. Does mine smell like anything, or is it, it's not
yeah,
cannabis?
Yeah, you didn't
scented,
smell it.
Is.
It's a no. I did peppermint eucalyptus for years.
Perfect. Yeah. Nice.
I love it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, Mason Ireland on your radio. This is weird because I'm in the studio. And by the way, John, they did a bunch. You've been here. They did all kinds of technical stuff in the studio, and it's great.
Yeah, new and improved.
Yeah, new and improved. I can't wait to get back here. When you're not coming back till September, right?
Whenever Amanda tells me I have to come back.
When you have to come back.
Yeah.
Would you rather just do the show from home for the rest of your life?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't. That's not going to happen.
Don't you miss it?
Nope.
You don't miss the fun of seeing people?
Nope.
There's nobody here right now. I saw a list today. Saw a couple people.
Well, why would he miss it? Because he's still going to have to go in the studio to do, or, you know, there
to
do the Laker stuff anyway.
Yeah, I've been at Staples Center 20 times. You went a couple of times. We probably have, Jorge, what do we have in there? 7 or 8 people whenever we do a game?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you've done it.
Yeah, I've been seeing people.
Yeah, I just like seeing people every day. I like the stability of having somewhere to go. And
you know, we were talking earlier about, I'm excited that Space Jam is coming out and I can watch it in my house.
That's terrible.
Yeah. See, Jorge, you're with me, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love the idea that when In the Heights came out, I loved being able to like sit on my in on my big screen and watch it in my house.
See, I saw In the Heights in a movie theater twice. I saw Fast and Furious or F9 in a movie theater this weekend. I went to see a little Spanish language Mexican film yesterday.
Yeah,
at the Landmark.
Now that I have the ability to watch most movies in my house,
that's not going to be true. By the way, that's not going to be true.
It's not
going
to last.
No, it's not going to last. Okay. Ultimately, I think you'll have to go see it. Like,
well, I will. For example, it's just more expensive. I mean, I got all my Creature Comforts here.
The Quiet Place was a gigantic movie. You had to go to a theater to see it. Fast F9, you have to go to a theater to see. There's still going to be movies that you have to go to a theater.
Yeah, I would say, I think it comes down to the distribution, because like with Disney, they found that they had just as much, if not more, people, you know, as far as revenue goes, buying these movies, you know, at home, even after the pandemic.
I think like Cruella costs $29.99.
Yeah, it's $30. And that's why I was debating on whether or not I should pay that to get it or just go see it in the theater. And, you know, I know it's like probably $20, but still.
Yeah, I'll probably see it this weekend. I'm looking for one to see.
Plus, at home you can drink. You can have all the snacks you want.
Don't have to worry about driving.
At a movie theater you can drink.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about driving after the movie's over.
And plus, it's like $20 for a drink at the movie theater.
Right. Plus, with Luca, we just saw Luca.
Yeah.
My kid running around. She's not paying attention, so I can't do that at a movie theater.
Yeah, see, I love the experience of going to a movie theater.
Me too, but not with a kid.
With a kid, it's totally different.
And a lot of it depends on how big your setup is at home. I've got great setups at home.
It also depends on the movie,
right? I've got a 90-inch TV at home.
Some movies,
only 80 inches, Lindsay, not 90.
But some movies I think were meant to see on a gigantic... Like F9, I don't think on the TV it's the same as it is in a movie theater.
I have a gigantic screen.
Yeah, you do. Your screen in your house is
like
bigger than...
movie size.
Yeah, you got a movie-size screen. Not everybody's got that. Speaking of movies, on this date, 1982... movie came out. It completely bombed. Box office terrible. Reviews awful. Any clue? Harrison Ford.
Was it Blade Runner?
Blade Runner. And now it is looked at as one of the great science fiction movies of all time. Maybe the greatest science fiction movie of all time.
So, you know, I used to live next door to Ridley Scott.
Name drop. Yes, I do.
In Hollywood. I didn't talk to him very much.
Right.
But somebody told me that Harrison and Ford and Ridley Scott were so at odds at that movie that they did not speak to each other. Can you believe that? They made a movie where the director and the star did not speak to each other.
That's crazy.
I didn't like Blade Runner.
Oh, I loved it.
I thought it was okay, but not like... Like, everything you said about it is true. It's looked at as, you know, one of the great pieces of science fiction ever. Not my cup of tea. Didn't like it.
See, if you look at that movie, just think about the visuals of that movie, those gigantic
digital billboards.
I mean, what were they called? Remember Sean Young played a...
Replicant.
Right. And now we're talking about sex bots and sex robots and stuff like that. Ultimately, that movie is going to be exactly what happens in the world. If Blade Runner is not the greatest science fiction movie of all time, what is it for you? And don't say Star Wars, because I consider Star Wars to be
a fantasy movie. The Matrix.
Oh, The Matrix is great.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great movie.
I think those for science fiction are really, really good.
I like Alien.
That's the other one I didn't like.
Oh, that was another Ridley Scott. Oh, my God. Yeah. That thing creeped me out.
When they crawled out of the stomach. Yeah, that
crawled out of the stomach. Oh, God, that movie. When I saw it, I was a little kid.
My favorite Ridley Scott movie was Gladiator. I thought that was a home run.
It's hard to argue with Gladiator. Hard to argue with Gladiator. By the way, you know, it was Pride Weekend in New York this last weekend. We didn't have a Pride Weekend here in L.A.
Well, because our governor doesn't think we should do anything ever.
Yeah. And Madonna kicked it off at a place called the Boom Boom Room in Manhattan.
Sounds like her kind of place.
She showed up. And remember, she's 62. Good for her. She looks great. But she showed up, did a surprise performance, and she was wearing a no bra and a mesh top.
Good for her.
Leaving absolutely nothing to the imagination. Now, if you were at a party, what surprise guest would you most want to see? A musical guest.
Can I go dead or do they have to be alive?
Got to be alive. This is, you go to a party next week.
Because the answer would have been Prince.
Yeah. You go to a party next week and somebody pops up. What musical artist would excite you the most?
Springsteen.
See, Springsteen opened Broadway this weekend.
Yeah, I went to that Broadway show. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, Springsteen, I've seen three times. I saw him at the Sports Arena, weirdly, after he played Staples Center. Remember,
yeah, he liked the Sports Arena better than Staples Center because he thought Staples Center was too corporate.
I saw him in Jersey when he opened the Born in the USA tour. I was in New Jersey for
that. Was it in Asbury Park?
No, it was in what's their arena where the Nets used to play?
Oh, it's I know the one you're talking
about. Continental.
It's in the Meadowlands.
Continental Arena, yeah. Something like that in the Meadowlands.
Right.
And the vibe was crazy in that. For me, I think if I had if I went to a show or to a party and some musical artist would pop up, I think my vote would be Pink. I've come to the conclusion that over the years, the artists that I've seen the most in concert are U2, Springsteen, Mumford & Sons, and Pink. Those are the four. And I've seen Pink four times. I think she's just like the most badass performer there is.
And well, because it's like going to an acrobat show as well as a concert.
She is just insane how good she is and how she's able to sing while she's doing all these crazy moves.
You know what all those people have in common? Well, at least Pink and Springsteen, they empty the tank.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you go to them, they empty the tank on stage, man. You're not getting shortchanged.
Yeah. Lindsay, what about you? Pop-up act at a party.
I was thinking about it, and I would have to say probably Beyonce or Drake.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I love Drake. I've seen Drake in concert a few times.
He just released a new album. I think it just came out. I drove by a billboard for it today. Like 28 tracks, a double album.
Look at the sound of that. I drove by a billboard today. Look at that.
Hey, isn't that fun? I drove by a billboard today. Jorge, pop-up act, who do you pick?
Off the top of my head, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars would be
that's
awesome.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
he's such a great performer. Boy, my dad loved Bruno Mars. My dad was like, you know, my dad loved soul music from the late 70s or from the 70s. So he loved Bruno Mars because it reminded him of, and he still does, plays all that. His style is that old soul music from the late 60s, early 70s, dances, he's just a great performer. Great performer. Hey, you know what time it is? There you go. Ireland, do you have a game made up?
I do.
So we're going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to see my private advanced screening of Marvel's Black Widow on Thursday, July 8th at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina. Lindsay, you going to come out for it?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you should come out. Jorge, you're going to come out?
Yeah,
bring Brenda. I've never met Brenda.
I will.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I bring Chewy?
Yeah, bring Chewy, sure.
He's a service dog.
We're dog friendly. Is he a service dog?
Service dog.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, he is.
Yeah, I'm dog friendly. So right now, if you want to win a 4-pack of tickets, jump on the phones, 877-710-ESPN. You will have to win John Ireland's stupid little game. And then we've got Game of Games. And have you figured out the lie of the day?
I think I've got it today.
Okay.
I've narrowed it down to two things. I got to just pick one.
Okay. That is coming up for you, too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, there's a little Springsteen for you. All right, so we got Black Widow, which is one of the most anticipated movies of the year. Scarlett Johansson in her final appearance as Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff. This will be it. She's leaving the Marvel franchise after that, at least for now. Because remember, she died, John, you'll know this, in Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, I did not know that. I've never seen a Marvel movie. I'm very proud of that. But I have a question that will be appropriate to the winner of these tickets.
Excellent. Jorge, I'm going to let you run the phones because I'm still a ham-handed hack. Let's go to... So John's got a stupid game. You go in a 4-pack of tickets to join me at our exclusive screening on July the 8th. Let's go to Fernando in Pomona. Fernando, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Good. Okay, so Fernando, in the an actual Black Widow spider, his venom, the venom of the spider, is more deadly than rattlesnake venom. How many, like, you could say it's twice as deadly, it's three times as deadly. How many times more deadly is the Black Widow venom than the rattlesnake venom? Take a guess.
I say 100 times more poison.
All right, 100 times more poison.
100 times. Okay, let's go to Tony in Los Angeles. Tony, you're on 710. Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tony, how many times more is the Black Widow venom poisonous than rattlesnake venom?
Oh, geez. I'm going to say 15.
Okay.
15 times. Okay. Let's go to Eddie in the OC. Eddie, you're on 710. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Great.
Eddie, take a guess.
You know what? I'll go 15 as well, man.
No, you can't do 15 as well.
You just got to pick it.
Lucky 13,
huh?
Okay, that's enough. I needed a better question. It is exactly 15.
Oh, Tony, you got lucky with your Google, right?
Yeah, I think we had two Googlers, but Tony wins anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we should give it to both of them.
You want to? Yeah, let's give it to both of them. Sure. Why not? It's a big.
I mean, he must have really, really wanted to go, right?
It's a big theater. We got room.
Yeah, give it to Tony and Eddie.
Tony and Eddie both get four packs of tickets. See, it does pay to Google sometimes. That one was Googleable. Can you imagine what the world was like before the... I mean, it's hard to imagine that there was...
I was going to say, well, you were alive before the internet invented, right?
Sure. I mean, we didn't have computers when I was a kid, let alone the internet. I remember Ireland.
When I was in college, there were no cell phones.
Yeah, no cell phones.
Did you guys have like those gigantic cell phones that are the size of a shoe?
No, those weren't even invented yet.
You know what I had was a car phone. Do you remember car phones?
I did too.
Yeah.
But not until like, I got my first car phone in like 1991.
Yeah, I was at Bowling Green when I had my first car phone because I was already doing mornings on 93 QWRQN in Toledo. I remember you, John. When I got my URL, stevemason.com, I got it just before I left for New York City. You mocked me. You said, you don't even know what that is. That's not even going to be anything. What is stevemason.com anyway? And here all these years later. Yeah, I still have it.
How did the hockey goalie not get it?
Because I think I was around before the hockey goalie was.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because there's a hockey goalie named Steve Mason that was, I think he was in Buffalo. He was fairly popular.
Yeah, he was in Columbus for a while. He was in Buffalo for a while. Yeah, no, I got there first. I got there first. You know what stupid move I made? So I was also here the first person that went on to Twitter, and that was another one you mocked me on because I saw a story about Shaq using Twitter to buy somebody like a piece of pie at a diner or something.
Right.
And so
all those original Twitter guys, Shaq, Ashton Kutcher, who else was like an early adopter to Twitter? They're all kind of off it now.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like none of them are
it's true.
Of them tweet anymore.
So I could have gotten at Steve Mason, and I chose instead to get at Venice Mace.
That's fine.
That's fine, yeah. It's fine.
Hey, let me ask you a question about Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
So it appears his knee is really messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when he was in San Antonio, remember, the knee was super messed up. Then in Toronto, they load managed him. He was there for 1 year. He got the knee into shape, and he won the title. Last year, he missed a lot of games. Now he's out again. If he opts out, all right, so 3 of the last 4 years, he's had major knee problems, and
right.
He's got another one. If he opts out, does every team automatically make a max offer to him? Just because of how good he is, or would you stay away because of the knee?
Boy. You know, availability is like the number one
important thing.
So, and you got to load manage him. He's not going to play every day. It's Kawhi's rules. He would not be my favorite superstar to sign, But if he was the only one available, the only guy I could get, I need a superstar to win a championship, so I probably would. What about you?
I think the Clippers have to, because they're the Clippers. You know, they can't afford not to offer him a max contract. But I'm not sure how many other teams would. You know, like, teams where he would consider going. Like, if you're the Warriors, would you, like, reconfigure your whole salary cap structure to get him in there? I don't think I would.
No. I mean, he's a two-time finals MVP. That's the thing. He's a money player when he's healthy.
I heard a great Warriors trade rumor yesterday.
Oh, good.
That is one of those things that I think would actually be good for both teams. All right? Here's the trade. Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, and the number 7 pick to Toronto for Pascal Siakam.
Hmm.
Who wins that trade?
Okay, so it's for Pascal Siakam.
Wiggins, who's from Toronto.
Yep.
James Wiseman, who's 20 years old, but he was last year's number 2 pick in the draft.
I'm not sure how I feel about Wiseman. He didn't get much of a...
And he had injury issues.
Yeah.
And the 7th pick in this year's draft. All for Pascal Siakam, who's an all-star, and then would be with Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Clay.
Well, I love it for Golden State, but I think they win the trade.
I think Toronto, because they're going into a rebuild anyway, they would get Wiggins at home, and Wiggins has shown flashes that he's really good. You'd get Wiseman, so basically, and you get, you know, he was the number 2 pick in last year's draft. He could turn out to be really good. And you get the 7th pick this year in a good draft. I think it's a good trade for both sides.
I think Golden State wins that thing going away. I'm not a big Wiggins guy. I mean, I know who gets your points and all that stuff. I just don't...
Yeah, and you don't think it'll make any difference that he's going home?
No, I don't. I don't. And Wiseman, I'm just not sure about. I mean, he got hurt. He was, again...
Well, everybody got hurt this year, right?
Yeah, I guess everybody got... But he didn't really have... It's not like he went through the short season because he was a rookie this year. So he didn't get stretched thin the way all the veterans did. I think the team that get... I love that deal for Golden State. If they have Steph, Clay, Draymond, and Pascal Siakam, I think they are championship contenders. I think they're Western Conference Finals, don't you?
Maybe. Yeah, if they keep everybody healthy. You know, Clay's missed the last 2 years.
Right, right.
But I like the way they're thinking, going for an all-star and going for it while they have Clay, Steph, and Draymond all in their championship window. I think it's smart.
I don't want to say Siakam is a superstar, but he's by far the best player in that deal.
Yep.
And I think when you're trading the best player, you've really got to be cautious about what you're getting back. All right, coming up next for you, game of games. It is Ireland's game today. Ireland is currently trailing Jorge.
No, didn't I pass him yesterday?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Or
you
I
did.
Tied him.
You tied,
tied
him. Yeah, so it's right now Jorge 7, Ireland 7, Lindsay 4, Mason 4 for the month of June, and it is quickly winding down. So Ireland's game today, he cannot win, and then the lie of the day is coming up too. Mason and Ireland 7, 10 ES.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's right. It is Game of Games time. And again, in the month of June, we've only got 2 days left. Ireland and Jorge tied at 7 apiece. Lindsay and I both have 4. By the way, that's an unbelievably respectable showing for me. I'm not going to win, but damn, I never do.
Wait a minute. If you win today and tomorrow, you win it all.
Oh, that's right. These are double days.
Yeah.
Double days. Okay, good. So I still got a chance. I'm still in this thing. All right, Ireland, what's the game today?
All right, the NBA Finals start next week. So this is a quiz that has to do with the NBA Finals. It's multiple choice, so all you guys can play. Here we go. Question 1. There are 7 of these.
Okay.
Which NBA player was the first to win 2 NBA Finals MVP awards? First one to win 2. Lindsay, was it Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Willis Reed, or Larry Bird?
I have no idea, so I'm going to guess Larry Bird.
Okay, Jorge.
I'll go MJ.
Mace.
I'll also go Larry Bird.
The answer is Willis Reed. Ah! You all miss a chance to get on the board.
All right.
All right. Jorge, how many times have the Lakers and Celtics met in the NBA Finals? 8, 10, 12, or 14?
8, 10, 12, or 14. I'll say 12.
Okay. Mace.
10.
Lindsay.
10.
Jorge has the lead.
Swag.
Just what I was worried. The swag system strikes again. All right, question three.
This, by the way, is a huge game for Jorge. He has a chance to win the month.
Man. I know. All right, Mace, which one of these franchises has never won an NBA title? Hmm. A, Cleveland Cavaliers. B, Dallas Mavericks. C, Utah Jazz. D, Portland Trailblazers.
I will say Utah Jazz.
Lindsay.
That was my answer, Utah.
Jorge.
With the crowd, Utah.
Utah is the correct answer. Yeah, that one's a little easy. All right, Jorge, 2, Mason, Lindsay with 1 each. Lindsay, it's back to you. Which NBA player was the first winner of the NBA Finals MVP despite being on a losing team? Was
LeBron.
Was it Bill Russell, Isaiah Thomas, Jerry West, or George Mikan?
LeBron's not even on there. I'm going to go Jerry West.
Okay, Jorge.
Can you tell me the list again?
Bill Russell, Isaiah Thomas, Jerry West, George Mikan.
George Mikan.
Mace.
Jerry West.
Jerry West is the answer, and it's 2-2.
Yeah.
Everybody is alive. All right. This one to Jorge.
Okay.
Of these four players, who has the most NBA Finals MVP awards? LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal. LeBron, Kareem, Magic, or Shaq, Jorge?
Kareem.
Mace.
Kareem.
Lindsay.
Kareem.
Kareem had 3, Magic had 2, Shaq had 3, and LeBron has 4. LeBron James was the answer.
Lindsay, you missed a LeBron question.
Lindsay, you missed an opening there.
I know.
All right. This is the last question.
Ooh.
So, and then after that, we go to the tiebreaker.
This is for everything. Okay.
So it's 2-2. All right. Mace, I think you go first here.
Okay.
Which one of these teams has never appeared in an NBA Finals? Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Orlando, or Minnesota? Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Orlando, or Minnesota, Mace?
I'm going to say OKC.
Lindsay.
Phoenix.
Jorge.
Phoenix.
Oh, my gosh, you all missed it. The answer is the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I knew it was either OKC or Minnesota. When was OKC in the finals?
2011 against Miami. Or 2012, I'm sorry, against Miami. LeBron's first title in Miami. Orlando was against the Lakers in 2009, and Phoenix was against the Celtics in 1976.
Wow.
So that means tiebreaker, right? We're 2-2-2.
The tiebreaker is here. You're all available to play the tiebreaker. All right. Which player? Oh, wait. This is actually, we have one more question than the tiebreaker. All right. Which player has scored the most total points in the NBA Finals? This could decide it. Most total points in the NBA Finals. Jerry West, LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or Michael Jordan? Lindsay, we'll start with you. West, LeBron, Kareem, Jordan.
I'm going to go LeBron.
Jorge.
I'll go Kareem.
Mace.
I'll go LeBron.
You guys did it again. The answer is Jerry West, and everybody goes to the tiebreaker. What? This turned out to be a very close game. All right, here we go. The record for most rebounds per game in any NBA postseason is held by Wilt Chamberlain. He did it in 1966. How many rebounds per game did Wilt average in the 1966 playoffs? Mace, we'll start with you.
I will say...
rebounds per game.
I will say 18.
Okay. Lindsay.
I'll say 21.
Jorge.
14.
Jorge, it was right
there. All you had to do was go 22.
The answer is 30, and Lindsay wins it with 21.
Yes!
So Lindsay is now within striking distance of winning.
And here's the good news. That means Lindsay, Jorge, or me can win tomorrow because it's Michael's game.
Michael's
game. Or Mace can wreck it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
awesome.
Great game for tomorrow.
All right, cool.
Mace, I think I've got the lie.
You think you've got the lie of the day?
Yeah, do you want me to guess or do you want to have callers guess?
Let's take two calls. If you think you know the lie of the day, 877-710-ESPN. By the way, the only way you can win this is if you've been listening to the entire show, because I BS constantly. And then there's one thing that I totally made up.
And I think Lindsay and Jorge and I should be able to work together to try and determine the lie.
Yeah, I think you guys can talk it through. Absolutely.
All right, Jorge, do we have anybody online? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have set up for this. The lie, Mason tells at least one lie every day. And I think I've got it down to two, Lindsay, and I think it's one of these two, but I don't know.
I think I know it.
Okay, so let's take one call. Jorge, do you have one call?
Yeah, Mike in Orange.
All right, hey Mike, what do you think the lie was?
I think he's lying about the guy throwing the snow cone at him at the Quakes game.
Okay. Is that the lie, Mace?
Yes, it is.
Way to go.
I wouldn't have gotten it.
Awesome, man. Congratulations. Thanks for sniffing that out. That's a great job. Great.
Lindsay, was that yours?
No, mine was actually, he said earlier on in the show, we're talking about being back in the studio, and he said he hugged Amanda. And when we were talking on our prep call, he said he didn't hug Amanda. So I thought that's what he was lying about.
Nope, right. I did hug her. I did end up hugging her. She came in later.
I thought it was Stan Lavelle. I thought you made up Stan Lavelle. Was Stan Lavelle true?
If my mom is listening, she will get a big laugh out of this. My dad hated Stan Lavelle.
And the whole golf cart story was
completely
true.
Completely real. Yeah, completely real.
Well, way to go, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Mike gets a 4-pack of tickets to join us for Black Widow, our exclusive screening on July the 8th out at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina. Good job, man. That's the Stan Lavelle thing is completely true. And I'm telling you, my dad, you 73 years old, you could say Stan Lavelle and he would go into
that
a rant about Stan Lavelle. Rant about Stan Lavelle.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so tomorrow, big show. Michael Thompson coming in studio.
Yep.
The Dodgers-Giants tonight, big game, 7 o'clock on ESPN. And then tomorrow night, it's Clippers-Suns game 6. So there's a lot of stuff going on between now and tomorrow's show.
And we will be all over all of it for you tomorrow, plus a bunch of stupid stuff, too, because that's our specialty. thanks a lot for listening. Coming up next for you, our state-of-the-art afternoon drive show, Sedano, LZ, and Cap. It is SLK. See you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.